marching into April with more jobs. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. And President Biden speaks this hour about what's come out as a strong monthly jobs report.
The Labor Department says employers added 916,000 jobs in March as some states ease restrictions. The unemployment rate dropped to 6%, the lowest since pandemic-related closures began last fall. Joblessness was at its highest in April of 2020 at 14.7%. President Biden will talk about the better-than-expected jobs report during an appearance in the state dining room. The president called on states this week to slow down reopening plans as scientists warn of variants and a possible fourth wave of coronavirus cases. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Day five of former police officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial in Minneapolis started with testimony from the police sergeant who secured the scene after George Floyd's death during his arrest last May. Police testimony is due to continue into next week. Christians around the world celebrate Good Friday for the second year now during a pandemic.
In Jerusalem, hundreds of Christians retraced what are held as Jesus' final steps before his crucifixion. Among the crowd, Alejandro Gonzalez.
Precisely because of the situation we're going through, we have to pray for those who can't be here.
Last Good Friday, Jerusalem was under a strict coronavirus lockdown, but the rules are being relaxed after a rapid rollout of vaccines. That's not the case in many predominantly Christian countries, prompting the Vatican to hold the Pope's traditional Way of the Cross procession in a nearly empty St. Peter's Square.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. The Biden administration and Iran's government agree to indirect talks with other nations who signed the Iran nuclear deal in 2015 aimed at getting it back on track. Former President Trump pulled out of the treaty in 2018, and Iran has been violating it ever since, demanding an end to U.S. economic sanctions. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with 4 locations to serve all of your tire needs.
The sun is up, the air is dry, and these temperatures quickly heating up. 94 the high today, 99 tomorrow, near 100 on Sunday. By speeding up the hiring process, Indeed puts the dash in dashboards. Use Instant Match to connect immediately with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Then use your dashboard to conduct interviews. Find out more at Indeed.com/credit. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
In studio also, we have Bill Kraft, sales manager with Academy Mortgage. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, guys.
So why do you play I Don't Want to Work All Day? Seriously, why do you open the show with that?
Because I'm feeling pretty lazy right now.
Well, you could be lazy, but...
I'm ready to take off.
Are you not at work?
I am, and I will be till about dark.
Okay, so, just get that song out of there. Throw that one away.
It's not really work, though. I enjoy what I do.
But it is a good theme, because in my family, today's a birthday weekend, so I don't want to work.
Who celebrates a birthday weekend?
When you have one on Friday, one on Monday, we celebrate a birthday weekend.
I've heard of birthday weeks. My daughter had birthday week.
Well, I'm sure with you, your granddaughter is probably a birthday month.
Yeah, maybe.
So, tons of stuff. You guys had a good show this morning. Way too much to talk about.
We had a lot of fun.
Anything new and surprising and exciting for you?
It's not new and surprising. It's discouraging to see some of the things that are happening that's not going to be good for our future. But the way that we take care of that is to stay diligent and to work towards improving.
Okay. So I love how you say that, diligent, work towards improving. So some of the things that's frustrating to me, and Bill and I were talking about this out in the waiting areas, some people just don't see opportunity.
Correct.
Now, you know, you have heard us talk about there's a situational and there's an opportunity. You know, right now, what we call the Great American Debt Restructure, there's an opportunity for people to really get ahead and really rearrange what they have. Bill, you were just telling me about the two clients that you've had already this week.
Yeah, so the funny thing is their scenarios are almost identical. Between the process of putting all this together, between the taking their mortgage, both of them had a second mortgage. Both of them would want to incorporate a car payment because they got a brand new car and probably will not be in the house longer than the car payment will be done. Getting cash out, less monthly payment than they're paying now, and both saving well over $1,000 a month.
Okay, so what you said is they're refinancing the home. They're doing a cash out refinance to go do other things with, but they're paying off their second mortgage and their car, and their total debt load is going down by about $1,000 a month.
At minimum, yeah.
And so here's what's funny to me when you say opportunity and just not paying attention. Hey, gentlemen, are rates at their all-time low or have they gone up a little bit?
They're working their way up.
They're still pretty low.
They're still pretty low, but we've talked about these low rates since just after COVID started, right?
With the attention that they don't last forever.
So we've been talking about low rates for nearly a year now, and we've been talking about this as the Great American Debt Restructure, and you have people that really haven't seen it for a year. Mm-hmm. And that's the same as you go to your other business, Russ. You know, there's people that don't pay attention to their cars because they just put the key in, turn it, and go, and they don't realize that they're not observing what's going on. You know, same thing in the mortgage industry. People just don't pay attention. And if I said, hey, Bill, do those customers know the interest rates on the credit cards and the autos they're paying off?
No. None of them do. I have to get their statement just to find out.
Okay, so it's their debt, their bills, and they don't know what that costs them to carry. That's the hard part is, now, these people, are they ecstatic you're going to save them $1,000 a month?
100%, and they're both kind of looking forward to, now I can have trips with my families, and now I can do this, and now I can do that. So it's not just I'm going to save $1,000 a month. It's the opportunity to now do stuff, and now to, everyone's got cabin fever as is.
Yeah.
You know, let's expand out. Let's travel for a little bit. Let's do something.
Similar situation. So talked with a couple yesterday that we're going to do a refinance and rearrange a little bit. But they didn't even realize. What do you think their car interest rate was, Russ?
6.
No. Write that. Bill, what do you think their car interest rate was?
It's going high.
That's not high.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just had a conversation like 2 weeks ago. His rate was 21. I'm guessing it's not that. Yes, on a
bad
car.
Bad credit.
Bad credit, bad decision, and we talked about some scenarios, but yep, he's at 21%. He's made 8 payments. His principal reduction has gone down $12 so far.
So the couple I'm talking about, their interest rate is 16.99% on their car. Now, it's not uncommon that people with mediocre or even bad credit get very high interest rates on cars, and you just don't realize it because, you know, when you come in, and we've talked about this a ton of times, people ask the question, how much can I qualify for, right? That's the only thing that anybody asks for, which is completely the wrong thing from a mortgage. But what is the only thing anybody asks about with a car? I need my payment X. They say, here's I'm willing to take the car if my payment is X. They don't look at the particulars underneath. So this gentleman, you know what? He didn't have good credit, and he wanted that car, so he didn't pay attention. And look, he's driving the car. That's a good thing for both he and the company because it was a risky deal. But now we're rearranging his house and his car, and he's going to drop about $600 a month worth of total bills between the house and the car. More so exactly to Bill's point, you know, the principal that he's going to pay goes up a lot, and the interest that he pays goes down a lot, but the difference in his monthly payment is about $600 a month total, which is ludicrous that people will pay that, but they just don't pay attention to what it costs. Now, how many people, going back to your side, how many people drive a car that they're double the oil life, that, you know, they're 10,000 miles on the oil because they haven't paid attention?
Too many. I mean, it's very common.
Okay, and worse, hey, let's pretend it's wintertime. I know it's starting to get hot. Mm-hmm. But what happens to the air pressure in your tires when it gets cold?
Oh, it shrinks. It goes down.
Okay, Russ, you're the expert. How many people are driving on underinflated tires and ruin their tires probably 50% faster than they should?
More than half.
So people just don't pay attention. Even though you go into the car every day and you start the car, you don't even look at it, you don't check it, because you're not paying attention to what you already have. And that's the case in Bill's clients or mine. Sometimes they just don't pay attention to the interest rates that it's costing them to carry.
And now to compare the two, and I was just thinking about it, my wife told me last night, hey, the light just came on, one of the tires are low.
Bill doesn't even pay attention.
Well, I don't ever get into that car. But in our world, we don't have a high interest rate light coming on. I mean,
that'd be nice. You need to develop that.
We could.
Okay, so
give me everything and we'll put it into a system.
Moral of the story is, Lori, Bill's going to check all four tires for you this afternoon, and I'm sorry it took a light for him to check your tires.
Tell him bring it over shop. We do that.
Okay. Yeah, Russ will do it for you.
Just put air in it. No big deal.
Can you check the fluids? Because I'm sure Bill hasn't checked the fluid levels or anything either. But you're right. There isn't a high interest rate light, but there are. There literally is. You know, and Bill has seen mine. I do a one-page piece of paper and pencil budget for me every month. It's what do you owe, what's the minimum payment, what's the interest rate, when am I going to have it paid off? Just a super simple thing. But if I said, Bill,
last week,
out of 100 clients you talk to, how many of them actually have a written budget?
Oh, it's got to be either 0 or 1 at the most.
And you're laughing, Russ. Why are you laughing?
Is somebody in that... I mean, you're growing a family, you're working towards goals and all that. Got to have some of this down in writing. Some of it's got to be somewhere.
We should. And if you're listening to this and you actually have a written budget, pat yourself on the back, because most people don't. And now it's time that you got to help your friends and family and just kind of poke them a little bit and say, look, you need to do this. Yeah. Because the same as that tire warning light, it's all on the paper. Had my clients that had the 16.99% interest rate written that down, hello, that's the warning light when you see, you know, you drive around town, there's billboards offering interest rates on autos and things like that. So let's talk about that and other warning lights after the break. This is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258, 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Happy Friday, everyone. Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage. Bill Kraft, sales manager with Academy Mortgage. Good morning, Bill.
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Russ, color commentary as usual. Good morning.
I just come with the equipment.
You have to fish button.
It is weird. We actually can't get on air without you, Russ. Yes. So you are a vital part of this show, so yeah. We appreciate it.
I agree. You're stuck.
Yeah, we are.
And I don't know which button to push.
You probably press the red one to turn it on, and you press the orange one to turn it off. That's my guess.
Yeah, you better keep me.
I don't want to do it. Anyway, we're talking about a ton of stuff, debt restructuring previously, but there's other opportunities in the marketplace, and one is the opportunity of where you live, and sometimes it's selling and moving up. Sometimes it's the opportunity of doing a renovation loan and staying right where you are. So this week, I had one good example, and I know you had one of the other side. So mine is a gentleman, he and his wife bought a double wide out in the foothills. They've been in it about 6 years, and it's too small for their family. They spent a decent amount 6 years ago, but they bought it for $80, and they are now under contract to sell it for $150. Now, they're going to make a good amount of money. No. She was really concerned when we started talking about it, because they actually came in looking at doing a refinance because they thought they could save $100 a month. But when we sat down and looked at it, if they can take that much equity out, they're going to have enough to put a 20% down payment down on a much bigger, nicer home. So they're going to go from a two-bedroom, no garage, to a four-bedroom with a two-car garage and a big enough side yard that he can still park his trailer equipment down the side because he carries a trailer for work. So they're going to have a bigger, nicer home, space for the family, in a better area, if you will, and the payment's going up $214 a month.
Now, and that's within their budget?
Oh, way within their budget. I mean, they've actually been very conservative, but they just didn't think it was possible because they didn't know what their asset was worth.
Right.
And that's one of the things I see a lot of people is they don't understand how prices have gone up or how their principal reduction over the last 6, 7, 8, 10 years has paid down the mortgage, but they thought their home was still worth $80,000 to $90,000.
Wow.
And it's legitimately under contract for $150 right now. So after everything is said and done, they'll have just enough for that 20% downstroke, if you will. They'll have a conventional 30-year fixed, no mortgage insurance. They're basically moving their equity from one home to another. They're not going to waste it. They're not going to go buy boats and cars and big screen TVs.
Smart.
You know, they're doing it right, but the biggest thing for both of them, by the way, she's pregnant. They're expecting their third. So, you know, she's thrilled because they're going to have a bedroom for all three of their kids.
Yeah.
And they're going to have enough space where they're not putting kids in the drawers, you know, for sleeping.
It just means you can have more kids now.
Well, slow down. We're not trying to make it more expensive, for crying out loud. But, you know, those opportunities exist. And I know, Bill, you've been talking about renovation loans and things that are possible right now. The amount of equity people have in their homes compared to 3 or 4 years ago, does that make it easier to do a renovation loan?
Right. So one of the big things right now with the inventory, and you talk to any realtor, anyone that's in the process of looking to buy a house, there's nothing out there. There's about 100-ish homes for sale, technically, but some of them don't fit the category because it's land or a tear-down single-wide or, you know, whatever those are. But the house is out there. Now, in the conversation I had in the last couple of days was, okay, sure, I can sell my house, make a couple of bucks off of it, but then I'm going to have to go into a house that's so much larger than I'm in and the price that comes with it that why don't we just stay here, make it bigger, make it better, or whatever. And there's a couple of ways of doing it, through an equity loan, cash out, or through the rental loan, and just get it built in and have it done, have the contractors come in, it's overseen, and now you've got yourself a bigger home without getting moving trucks.
You already know the neighbors.
Here you go. Yep.
So if you like your neighbors, do the renovation loan. Yeah. If you don't like your neighbors,
and change,
sell and move.
and this is dating myself. Changing the address and the return label on the envelope is not, don't need to do that anymore. I know, see?
Oh.
Don't you have one?
Millennials, an envelope is a thing that...
Bill, do you actually still have return address labels?
I actually do.
Interesting.
And a roll of 100 stamps.
Mm.
So talking about the renovation loans, what are some of the things that you see people ask about? Is it, hey, I want to change my carpet? Or what are some of the visual things that people can do with a reno loan?
I mean, I've had conversations from everything from pets have torn, literally in one case, torn the bottom 2 feet of every wall in their home out.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking that's a renovation loan. I think that's
a
rehome a pet loan. But.
Nope. So renovations to upgrade, to change out kitchens, to change out, add bedrooms. I mean, virtually short of tearing it down and rebuilding it, we can do just about anything.
So one of the things that I've seen come up, and the question I get a lot, I don't know if you are as well, is can I do things to make my home more energy efficient? And, you know, we're coming up on the summer season, so let's be honest. We all are thinking about turning the ACs on and cooling off the house. Can you put new windows in?
New windows, new air conditioning, all the other, and my mind just went blank thinking of all the other stuff. But
now
yeah,
your mind's always blank, for crying out loud. What about, can you do solar?
Solar, yep.
So there's a ton of things you can do. And so the making my house more green, you can do that in a renovation loan and go through and add the double or triple pane windows, the gas sealed windows that are the low E. You can potentially re-insulate the attic. You put solar on. You put new ACs or hot water heaters on, et cetera. You can do a ton that increase the value of your home and make it more energy efficient. And you know what? At the same time, could you add a bedroom?
Yeah. Now, it's all within ratios and what you need to do. And you can't say, I want to add a second story, 3 bedrooms, and I want to do all this other stuff if you've got $20,000 to work with. I mean, so there are restrictions. Yeah. However, even with that, the ratios to start the process allow us to go above and beyond the appraised value because we know that there's going to be built into it. So, yeah, there's room to move.
Now, let's talk about that, too. So you just said something that potentially you can go higher than the appraised value of the home.
Correct.
And most people don't understand that because as lenders, we always need to see equity in. You've got a down payment. So why is that? If I said, hey, to you two gentlemen, why do you think we can go higher than what the appraised value is?
The appraised value is going to change, is it?
Well, it'll change, but it's also one of those things where you have to have very little skin in the game on a renovation loan because what most of the actuaries have figured out is once you do this work to your house and you turn it into your home, you love it and you're going to protect it more. And so the default rates on somebody who's done a renovation loan are statistically the lowest in the industry. default rates on manufactured homes are statistically the highest in the industry. That's why interest rates and costs are higher on manufactured. Now, we don't see that because we live in Yuma, so it's not the typical manufactured home area. But if you look at across the nation, manufactured homes default significantly faster than a site-built home, which is why they're more expensive. When you go to a renovation loan, we're allowed to leave little or no equity in it, and typically some of those are at or below the normal interest rates because the default rates on those are statistically the lowest. Now,
makes sense.
And honestly, statistically, they know from the day that you get your first mortgage on every one of them about how long you're going to be in there, and there's processes built in for that. So now we're basically resetting that time frame again for you.
Love it. So, if you have questions, and I know we're throwing out a lot of stuff, whether it's debt restructuring, whether it's renovation. If you have questions, call the office, 247-9089. You can ask for myself. You can ask for Bill. You can ask for any of the other loan officers. But asking questions is the key because most people don't even know what's possible. And I go back and remember my first home purchase. Man, I was scared and I was too stupid. I didn't ask any good questions. And you've heard me talk about the $50,000 mistake that I made. And Russ, you're laughing, but legitimately, you know me. I've added it all up.
I'm laughing because it still bothers you.
It does. It bugs the snot. Because you know what? It all would have been solved if I asked a question.
Right.
If I had taken the time to say, hey, teach me about this. Hey, show me this. And what's funny is anybody you would ask is more than willing to say it. Like if I said, hey, Russ, teach me about auto mechanic stuff.
Sure.
Would you teach me?
Sure.
And if I said, hey, Bill, teach me about renovation loan stuff, would you sit down for hours with a couple who wanted to know about that?
If not only yes, but if they're interested, it gets my juices excited. And the more excited I get, the more I want to talk, the more I want to explain, and we can share. And It's just that's kind of what we do.
Which is truthful, because I've heard Bill go for 2 hours and I can't get him to shut up. So, you know, there's times
I get excited.
Go in and ask the customers, hey, do you want another Coke or water or something? Because Bill just won't shut up.
Don't let me out of here.
But call and ask questions. And if you look around and you think, man, this would be a great time because interest rates are still low. Everybody's got plenty of equity in the homes. This is the time to say, maybe I do want to add a... whether it's a pool or a solar system, or maybe I want to add another bedroom, these are the times right now, because if you're staying in your home, and we've talked about how crazy the market is, you put a home on the market, and it's the oddest thing, but I'm seeing 20, 30 people go look at a home. There's 5 or 10 offers all at the same time. A friend of mine put one on sale back behind Cibola, and they had 31 people come look at it within that 48-hour window. And they had, I think they said they capped out at 17 offers. But you don't know how many actually went in and they just didn't pay attention to. But 31 people looking at a home in a 48-hour window.
They're getting to meet each other.
Do you remember? Yes, they were. They were one agent and customers are standing outside while the next one in there. It's like the old, you know, meat market. You take a little number out of the red spinny dial and you stand there. Okay, now calling number 12. It's just weird that, you know, you had people out talking about it. Which, did that help or hurt the seller?
Oh, helps the seller. Because, you know, they may be asking 200. They're going to get offers of 215, 220.
Quite a bit more. So, you know, again, for that seller, amazing. But he or she or that family still have to go compete in the same market if they're going to go buy something else. So, you know, the renovation loan is the best of both worlds, because if you like your home, not love it, but if you like your home and you love the neighborhood, yeah, doing the renovation loan makes complete sense. So let's talk about that and way more after the break. This, once again, is Money Talk AM 560 KBLU.
And it looks better. Hey, darling, I can remember when you could start with love. Oh, but ain't that a...
Two
enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Happy Good Friday, everyone. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Derek Eggeberg, Bill Kraft, Russ Clark, all in studio with you. It is 8:32 in the morning on a gorgeous Friday.
It's a good Friday.
It's a gorgeous Good Friday. So, tons of stuff to talk about. And, you know, again, we're blessed. We get to live in the U.S. and we get to enjoy the weather down here. We don't have the snow and the flood and the storms. And so, you know, just kind of reflecting a little bit, was outside, had a cup of coffee on the patio at the office this morning. And, you know, I know some people hate the summers, but gosh, is there a better place to live?
They don't bother me, the summer. I mean, the heat, it's hot and whatever. I'm not going to dig a hole, but I'm not in it all day. It's not like I'm doing roofing contracts.
That would be a whole different story.
There you go.
Hey, I got a good idea. You could start doing auto repair outside, not in the shade.
Pretty much, I don't even do that. I just watch it.
Okay. You don't want to be out working on a car in the sun?
No, then you wouldn't want me working on your car.
That's probably true, too. So, do you know how to check the air in the tires?
I can do all of that. I just, there's better people.
That is true. So, Bill, speaking of better people, so we were actually talking about, just during the break, the amount of people in the office. So we have a core group that have some very good experience, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So what were you saying, numbers?
So I was just comparing. We were talking about scenarios and come by and talk and everything else. And every now and then something comes up that is, you know what, I think this could go two ways. And instead of me putting my own personal stamp on it or whatever, and we've got, let's say round it off at a dozen loan officers in our office. The bottom five, the most junior five, probably have under 10 years experience if you combine them. The senior five, and I'd have to add the math, but it's probably close to 150 years of experience. So the benefit to say, hey, I've got this and I'm talking to you about it, but I kind of remember 20 years ago I did something like this and then run it by someone else and they go, yeah, I remember that. And that's to run the ability to run by, to sometimes just get that second head, you know, put two heads together kind of thing. It's just tremendous. And then so you start with someone and you go, hey, let me think about this. Let me get back with you. Anyway, I just personally think that the ability to tell your story to someone else and get a different perspective on it is just helping the people that we work with.
And the side note is I'm just thrilled that Bill and Ray can still remember 20 years ago, but that's a whole different story. But you're right. That is the one thing that I appreciate about our office. And most of the people who come in say it's a different feel, that you actually have a group that is willing to answer questions and bounce things off you. And, you know, even some of the corporate leadership, when they come down, they see it's a family that is willing to help each other, because that is unique in the industry.
Is it?
It is very unique. So what most people don't see about the industry is it's kind of a feast or famine for one individual, that if one individual originator is doing well, they're not willing to help the other people around them.
They see them as competition.
They see them as competition.
It's very tutorial.
And it is very thick within the industry like that. It is very uncommon to have people who are willing to stop what they're doing on their own stuff to go help somebody else. And what I appreciate about everybody in the office is, look, if I need to take an hour of Bill's time, come on, come help me with something, and vice versa. And the what we call junior, you know, people who just need to get some more time under their belts, you know, they're in Bill's office, my office, Ray's office, Tara's office all day long. And it's fun because I think, Bill, you see a lot of yourself in some of the juniors and you say, gosh, if I had only had some help back then.
You know, I kind of actually remember coming on.
You still remembering 20 years ago?
No, it was actually longer than that. But I didn't know. I got my first set of probably 200 or 300 business cards. And literally just drove up and down 4th Avenue going, here, I'm new in the business, here. And they'd go, okay. And now if I had tweaked that or if I had done anything differently, some of it is now they actually have computers, which we didn't back then. You know, we had stuff. But the concept is to be able to take, and I've trained an awful lot of people in this town in the mortgage world in my past career, which is almost identical to the same career I'm doing now. But to be able to go back and go, look, just try this, it would set you so much further ahead than you'll be, say, a couple of years from now, a year not from now, whatever.
And that's the difference, is being able to just say, hey, I have a scenario, give me a second or a third set of eyeballs on this. And it's probably, again, I always go back to your side because it's an easy correlation. In the auto industry, if something doesn't seem right, you probably go get a second set of eyeballs and go, does this look right?
Multiple.
So, and it's the same thing, but that's unique because in the mortgage industry, you typically don't get that. You get, here's your one flavor, and whether it's vanilla or chocolate or strawberry, this is what you get, and there isn't anybody else who's willing to look at it and say, hey, you know what, this is actually a better scenario. And believe it or not, a lot of the cash out refinance or renovation loans, they're restructured 2 or 3 times to make it even better for the customer, and you sit down and have that conversation. And I know, Bill, you've got spreadsheets and charts and all kinds of boring stuff, for crying out loud.
Not to me.
But not to you. But you sit there and go through them with your customers so they see what you see, and you try to almost make them into a mini loan officer so they understand what they're doing.
So I do, and I understand, because knowing my personal life, if I showed a spreadsheet to my wife, I can literally watch her eyes glaze over. I know
Sorry, Lori.
I am. Yeah, I know where I am with that. At the same time, though, instead of me jumping into the 30-minute presentation, I'll say, hey, look, I want to show you some stuff. Tell me where you want me to stop. And sometimes the guys are like, oh, yeah, tell me more. The wife, whoever it is that's got the same brain that I do. And otherwise, I give them the basics. Here's your answer, here's why. But it's still a visual, still a here's why, besides just the, because I think it feels better for you.
Now, what is interesting is, having sat in the office for 20-plus years now, you start to see there's left-brain people and there's right-brain people. And there's a lot of left-brain logic people that want to hear the, here's here's the why. And there's a lot of right brain people that want to hear the what. What's it going to do for me in the end? And you can just see there's a lot of people that the eyes glaze over and they don't want to know that. But as soon as you talk about the what you can do afterwards, oh my gosh, we're all in. And so some of the things like the renovation loans, they're tedious. They are, they are the most paperwork that you're going to do. Lots of stuff over and
over. Short of a new construction loan. Short of going out, finding your own contractor, which we can do. Find your own contractor, build it up, get the renovation is probably the next step down.
So unless you're a left-brain logic person like Bill, a lot of people just don't want to do it because it starts becoming overwhelming. But as soon as they realize, okay, here's the what I'm going to accomplish out of it, maybe it is putting solar panels on the roof and a new pool out there and a new air conditioner, so I'm going to save a bunch of money on my utilities, but I'm also going to have the pool for the kids, and we're going to enjoy summers outside.
And you want to do something that increases the value of the home, too, right? It's not just cosmetic.
I mean. Right.
Well, could be both, though. Some of it is cosmetic that you're going to put in new flooring, which flooring doesn't generally increase the value of a home as much as you'd think.
Oh,
now,
cool.
Taking out linoleum and putting in tile and wood absolutely will. A pool, you're not going to get dollar for dollar back on that investment, if you will. But if you got 30 to 50 cents on the dollar as equity in the home, but you get to use it with your kids.
Sure.
And, you know, some of my best friends have put pools in the last couple of years. And what do you see on social media? Pictures of the kids jumping and splashing, and they're sitting around the pool. It wasn't the $40,000 or $50,000 or $60,000 investment. It's what the family's getting out of it in the end. And it's also not the bill. It's those kids are now having the memory of jumping and splashing with mom and dad. So in 20 or 30 years, when you're old like Bill and you can't remember it, the kids still remember those things. And come on, he said it. So we're going to this over and over.
I hit the 6-0 on Monday, so I'm not old yet.
That's young.
You hit the 6-0 on Monday?
6-0.
So the warning light on your dash panel came on, too?
I keep on hitting reset, though.
It's that bad.
So, Bill, what is the most shocking client, if I said, and didn't even prep this, but most shocking client you've had in the last 30 days?
Shocking in which way?
I don't know. You define that, not me.
Okay, so maybe it would go back to the guy with the car and trying to buy a house at 20. He's trying to buy, but his car payment's based on an interest rate of 21%. And here's what you need to do, and here's a suggestion, and I gave him a couple, and he walked out and he goes, oh, no one's ever told me this, and no one showed me. And in the meantime, let's get your credit up. So the next time that you want to either refinance this car or want to do anything else, irrespective of if you're going to buy a house or not, let's get it, because that credit score that's on your report dictates everything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Yeah. So mine, and typically we're all in the office on the weekends. I mean, it's not uncommon that Saturdays and even once in a while on a Sunday. But had a couple come in on Saturday because they both work jobs that kind of mandatory hours, didn't really have any other choices. And they asked the question. And young family, three kids, they're in their early 30s. But they asked the question, how much can we qualify for? Which we all know is the wrong question. So we kind of go through and I show them debt and debt-to-income ratio. Well, this is how much you can afford based on a generally accepted guideline, which is a generally accepted guideline. And I said, how much can you afford? How much have you budgeted for? And he goes, I don't know. We haven't budgeted. So you come in and you want me to say, how much can you qualify for? Because you want that, I caught a fish this big. But no, you need to tell me. And it's so strange because that was that moment that it hit me. That even though on air for what? Now 7 years, Russ, I've said it's not how much you can qualify for, it's how much you can afford.
Comfortably. Yeah.
But this couple came in and wanted me to tell them what their monthly budget was. They don't even run a budget well enough to know how much they can afford as a monthly payment. Not how much do I think they can afford in terms of a purchase price, but, I mean, she said we can comfortably afford $1,000. He said they can comfortably afford $2,000. That's
do I you like understand, his house better.
But do you understand the range on that?
Well,
that's a
how well do they know each other?
$1,000 a month difference in payment is. I don't even understand how you guys are that far off.
She's doing the books.
Yeah.
She's doing the books, and he's doing the spending. So we'll talk about spending after this break. This is Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they manage money for their clients differently from any other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. Many advisors sell and buy investments that charge clients commissions on each transaction and make commissions when they make trades for their clients. Yuma Investment Group doesn't sell any commission investment products. They never earn commissions on trades. They have trading discretion on your accounts, so they're able to manage accounts on a daily basis without having to pick up the phone to get permission to buy or sell an investment. Yuma Investment Group fees are structured, so they do better when their clients do better. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. If you're retiring soon or need help with your portfolio, visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com to find out why investors like you switch to them. Investment. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. It's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808.99, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081. One more time, Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU, Derek Eggeberg, Bill Kraft, Russ Clark, all in studio on this Good Friday. It is 8:48 a.m. You're just talking about waving the flag, Bill. Thank you very much. What most people don't know is you can't change a flag by yourself. It is very difficult. So Bill always helps change that with me. It's too big. It can never touch the ground. So there's no way I could do that by myself. And believe it or not, for the last several years, Bill is always the guy who's out there helping.
How big's your flag again?
10 by 15.
Yeah, you need two.
Mm-hmm. So it,
unless you're 15.
Well, he also knows that there was many years in the service, I was the raise the flag in the morning at taps and down, and so I've done that professionally. I got paid for it. Yeah.
It's professional.
Yeah.
But it is nice.
I was in the uniform for it.
Not to have to take that down.
It's true. Very true.
Just put a light on it.
That's exactly. Yeah, either 8 o'clock up, sunset down, or unless it's illuminated all through the night. Yeah.
So, but we were talking about not knowing what you can afford, and you were chuckling off air. So, wife says $1,000 a month, he says $2,000 a month. That's a 100% difference in
and they were serious, both of them, probably.
Yeah. So who's the budgeter of that relationship?
The female.
And who's the spender of that relationship?
The out-of-control guy.
So, okay, Russ, you're the psychology guy.
Yeah.
How do you get those two to see the same thing? Because she sees yellow, he sees red, and we got to get him seeing orange at some point.
She's not moving in until it meets her budget, and then that's it. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
It's to get them to see the same thing. Gosh, you find out what motivates them both. But what motivates him, obviously, is the neighbors,
the Joneses,
You know, what do people think of him, and all those kind of things. What motivates her is
not eating security. Top ramen and Hormel chili every night.
She wants security. She wants to have money put aside. She wants to have money that they can afford. And do other things. But that I think that's where you start the discussion on how important they are to both of them.
So that conversation, I was with that couple for nearly 3 hours on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they left, they've kind of both agreed that they're going to go to about $1,300 a month. So she's acquiesced and come up $300, and he's released his vision and come down $700. So, you know, I think they're in a really good spot in looking through debt-to-income ratio, it works. Budgeting-wise, it works. When we look at...
What caused him to come down $700? That's significant. I mean, was he that far out of reality? Did he not understand everything that went in?
He doesn't understand the reality of some of the other bills. He was adding things like car, credit card, but he wasn't paying attention to internet and phone and auto insurance and registration, and she actually knew her
taxes.
But the other thing that caused him to come down, and you can't see this on air, but it was her with her arms folded arms crossed and legs folded.
There's a lot of power in that.
She was as closed off as you could be, and I think he went, oh, I'm not getting out of this alive.
Yeah. But that was probably just out of, annoying that he doesn't understand everything. But,
I think there's some of that, too. I think leaving...
Like, how can you not know this? Yeah.
But let's be honest, there's always, generally, in my 20-plus year career, and Bill, help me out with this, there's generally a saver, and there's generally a spender. You know, it's the old opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one who's super frustrated about the spending habits, and there's also one... that never understands there's a problem with the spending habit.
But that's easy to fix. I mean, you just agree on a budget and say, this is what you get every month to spend.
No.
It's not that easy.
No. I'm not allowed to say the B word in our house.
No.
Nope. Cannot, even though I have a budget, do not ever put that thing in front of me. No. My family, I see it when I start talking to other people. There's the saver, there's the spender.
But there's no rational discussions allowed.
There are. However, they typically start very far apart.
Okay. Starts with the objects.
And just like anything else, you can have one conversation until it kind of settles in later and they come back the second.
Yeah.
That drive home is not going to be the friendliest, or what do you mean by this? And so I know that I've been told that's the conversations. I can see it in my office, the conversations. Yeah.
Really?
But it's more because it's the first time ever someone's been asked that question, and they just pulling the out of the hat. I'm pulling a number. I don't know.
One of the best parts is when you ask that question and you watch one of the spouse's eyes roll. Like,
oh, they've heard it before?
When he said $2,000 a month, her eyes, if you could see somebody's eyes roll literally all the way back around, is that, you dummy. But that discussion doesn't happen because, again, everybody's coloring the world with their own lenses.
Right.
And he sees red, she sees yellow, and is the world yellow or red, or is it orange? And it's some degree of orange depending on what you want it to be. Now, look, if you don't want to have any money for retirement and you want no trips, no nothing, could they probably squeeze out $2,000 a month? Sure. But I promise, when I look at their bank statements, because, again, as lenders, we have to be boring and read the bank statements, you're probably not eating out once a day or twice a day.
And that's unacceptable to so many people.
Yep. You're probably not going to stop and get your expensive coffee on the way to work every morning. And that's okay. But he wants this lifestyle. She wants this lifestyle. figure it out. But there's always an eye roll, and you know you've hit the sweet spot when one of the spouses does that. Ugh.
Or the worst, the like the I told you so look, because they've heard it from either side.
So you guys ever bring marriage counselors in? You know, like you ever say, like hold on a minute, I got somebody I need to bring in.
Yeah, let me get my Rolodex.
I think loan officer is an unpaid marriage counselor
sometimes.
Is that
what it is? Yeah.
Or a unpaid, we're going to make your marriage really miserable.
Because you're bringing things up for discussion that normally never gets discussed.
Well, we've talked about that Victoria's Secrets account. Had one couple come in, and, you know, we always validate the debt. So, hey, do you owe this on Ford? Do you owe this on Chevy? Do you owe this on your Capital One? Do you owe this on your Victoria's Secrets? And no, we don't have that account. Okay, well, it must be an error because it goes on name first, so here's how you dispute it. And seriously, about 5 minutes later, he starts sweating and bad things happen. And, you know, there wasn't a Victoria's Secrets account. And, oh, my gosh, you've never given me anything from there. And
oh, no.
So just know that.
So he wears them himself? Or what's going on there?
I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to ask.
Anything's possible. Either answer, not acceptable.
Neither one.
So that really wasn't an eye roll, but that was a much more difficult discussion.
Man, there's a couple that never bought the house, did they?
Nope. But again, those questions, now let's take that one out. Sit down with Bill, sit down with me, sit down with somebody in the office and ask the questions.
But clean up the Victoria's Secret account first.
I would appreciate that down to a zero balance first.
Don't leave that out there to have to explain it.
But think about what you could do with the home that you own now. Think about all of the, hey, I wonder if this is possible. Sit down with Bill and ask, hey, I wonder if this is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or look at all of your debt and go, wow, I wonder if I should rearrange all of this right now. Because in the next year, I think you've got 6 to 9 months, but within the next year, as interest rates start to go up, you're just going to miss the opportunity. And no, I don't think they're going from, you know, I don't think they're going to double in the next 12 months. But if you look backwards,
they're going to be significantly higher.
They'll be significantly higher.
We're spending too much.
Don't you wish that you had invested another $100,000 or $200,000 in the market at the absolute drop of the COVID stock market decline? I mean, you were just saying off air, the stock market is up how much in the last 12 months?
58%.
Okay. So you could have made nearly 60% on your money if you had been logical and smart about it.
Nobody has that crystal ball.
Nope.
No. And a couple of weeks ago, I was watching, they said that from this day, and I think it was the first drop, the NASDAQ's over 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, to hindsight's 2020, but yeah, but I think where you were going, come see us. Let's get your credit, all the stuff straightened out so we can get that for you.
Because you never know until you look backwards and you go, wow, I wish I would have done that 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 6 months ago. And there's a huge opportunity, whether it's renovating your home, buying a new home, restructuring your debt. Sit down and have a conversation, because at least you'll be informed then and you can make a good decision.
Right. Well, growing up, there's a phrase I used to hear all the time, woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know.
And if you come in and talk and you're not in the right place, at least you'll know what you need to do to get in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And clean up some debt, whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, without judgment, you know, look, everybody makes mistakes. I know you have, Bill. It's okay to come in and let's have a good conversation, because the scariest thing is when you're judged by a lender who has no, you know, no relationship with you. Sit down and have a conversation. So with that, I know we're coming up on a Easter weekend for everybody. Have a wonderful weekend with your family. Stay safe. Spend some enjoyable time with your kids. And for all of us who are spending time with our families, remember there's men and women who are serving, protecting our freedoms and liberties, who are not with their families. So if you are, or you have family that are serving, or somebody in your family has previously, thank you so very much for everything you've done for us. Bill, any last words on this wonderful Easter weekend?
No. Enjoy it. I mean, this is the, you know, it's perfect start. It's not getting hot yet. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your faith. Enjoy all your stuff. Happy Easter.
Money Talk, everyone, AM 560, KBLU.
opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.